Bonne salle. So I thought we'd just spend a few minutes talking about a very, very basic sugya that, of course, is the special parsha of this week's Dal Parshias. That's the notion of Zos Chukas HaTorah. The notion that there are mitzvahs in the Torah that are chukim. And we know that Chazal tell us very clearly that chukim are things that we don't really understand, but things that some that are impossible for us to understand. Paraduma being the chuk par excellence, it's in the mitzvah paraduma that... Even Shlomo Melech threw his hands up and says, "Amati echba v'rechayki v'meni." He couldn't understand the amkas advarim of what exactly is happening, how all the essence of paraduma works, what it's all about, what the purpose is. Amati echba v'rechayki v'meni. Notwithstanding the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us chukim, we find a strange phenomenon. We find it in a couple of Rambams when the Rambam addresses two particular chukim. But the Rambam, in the last Rambam in Sefer Tara, you know, at the end of each Sefer Mishnah Torah, so the Rambam gives you, like takes off the hat of a Pesach, he puts on the hat of like a Mashkiach in Yeshiva. He gives you a little bit of Chizuk, a little bit of Zoros, a little bit of Musar. He gives you some really Gevaldik Drush, like a good Shtarka, you know, Divrei Zoros that's relevant to the Halachas that he just spoke about. So it's beautiful. You just go through the ends of the Rambam, each of the Sfarim. The Rambam doesn't need my approval, but it's really really gets at heart and soul. It's a very piercing Divrei Chizuk v'Zoros. So the Rambam in the end of Sefer Tara, the last halachas in Tara is Hilchos Mikvos. So at the very end of Taras, so the Rambam writes that even though it's Yadua that Tvila b'mikva is a chayk. The concept of I go into a body, do I become taller? Says the Rambam, Tefillah b'mikvah is such a chok. You know why? Because the whole sugya of Tumah Tahara is a chok. He says, who understands? A mason metame, a sharetz metame, a yim metame, 30 prakim in kalim, and 50 prakim, 20 prakim in oil. Anyone's going to try to make any sense, just logically, rationally, of any of this? It's not shayach, says the Rambam. Not only is paraduma chok, but the Tahara is a chok. The whole Tumah Tahara, the whole sugya, the whole chelik ashas is all chukim legamre. Avad Bichain says the Rambam remez yesh bedover. There's a hint. There's something we can learn from chukim also. Something that we can. We don't just take the attitude that it's a chayk and therefore don't even bother contemplating what we're supposed to, ethical, moral, religious lesson we're supposed to derive. Remez yesh bedover. So it's a fascinating concept that the Rambam is in the same breath admitting that it's a chok, which by definition means we don't understand it. And the Rambam says, Avad Bichain, let me give you a little something to walk away with. So the Rambam does almost the exact same about face in Hilchos Teshuvah, where he talks about another chok. The Rambam writes, ultimately, do we really understand why we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? I mean, make such a tatara about the kishar for Yom Tov. Do we understand this? Says the Rambam, we don't really understand it. The Rambam writes that it's a gzeras hamelachi. It's from the Torah to blow shofar. Kashal about what's its comment? Other say, we don't understand. We don't know what's going on. Something big's happening, we don't really understand. It's Gzeres HaMelech, says the Rambam. Says the Rambam, the same breath, V'yafa b'chein, Remez Yesh B'dover. He uses the exact same lashon that he used at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, in Hilchos Teshuvah, about the Kishofar, Remez Yesh B'dover. So putting aside for a moment what the Remez is in both of these cases, the fact that there is a Remez B'dover is something which is very striking. So clearly, what the Rambam is telling us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah mitzvahs are multi-layered. That there's the Pnimius Advarim, but the ultimate eco reason for mitzvahs is, so many of the mitzvahs are just beyond our comprehension. Some of them are for us to comprehend, the Mishpatim, but many of them are not. Many of them are actually chukim. And they're so deep in terms of their meaning in the world of Chachmas Elokim that there's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu just didn't give us the human ability. There are certain things just out of our grasp. Like if I would sit here probably for the next 20 years and try to understand the theory of relativity, I don't have the cable for it. I don't have the brain that works to be able to figure out certain things. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with certain limitations. We can't understand part of it. We can't understand Tuvah Tahara. We can't understand why I'm blowing shofar. We just can't understand those things. V'yavo b'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmaso v'chazdei HaGadol gave us these mitzvahs that have to be done. Because that's the Chokhmah Selokim, Gzeres HaMelech, they have to be done. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want us just to do them only like robots, only to do them with this attitude of, well, it doesn't speak to me anyway, I'm going to do it anyway because Hashem said so. There's something that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to glean, to walk away with. He wants the mitzvahs to impact us in a way that we can appreciate it, not just in the Elamas HaYom to find out in the next world. He wants us to do something in this world, we can walk away and say, this mitzvah is meaningful for us. There is something to that. That is an important part of Shemiras HaMitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an added benefit, an added advantage, even though, in its heart and soul, that's not the Tam HaDavar. Yavah Bichein, Remez Yesh Bayi, and it's incumbent upon us to find those Ramazim. And that's part of the mitzvah of Tam HaTorah to understand and appreciate what are the less than hidden esoteric part of mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, you think about it a little bit and you realize right away that Tefillah B'Mikvah is a very, very significant religious act. Everybody could latch onto it. The idea that the Mayim is symbolic of knowledge, of Das, of Torah, a person immerses themselves in the Mehadas, they become refreshed, they become rejuvenated, they become reborn. That concept of being betar yourself in a physical body of water and now having that become an impetus for rejuvenating yourself in a spiritual of water, the Yama Torah, the Yama Talmud. So says the Rambam, that is a message of Tefillah B'Mikvah Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have. And that's okay. And that's not a steer to the fact that that's not the real ultimate reason why. And when you blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah, so it's not just enough to think, yeah, in the world of the palace of Baruch Hashem, something great happening. That's all true. You don't understand it. Between you and me, you don't really understand it. But there is something you can walk away with. You can walk away Rosh Hashanah with the feeling of the Shofar walk away up to the tshuva. It's a vehicle for tshuva. That's something any Tom, Dick, and Harry can understand. So the Rambam is saying that is part of a dual existence of Shemiras HaMitzvahs. And there's nothing to feel bad about. It's something good. That's a good thing to be able to look at the mitzvahs and see what message does Shabbos speak to me? How is keeping Shabbos, keeping kosher, doing this mitzvah, doing that mitzvah, how does that enhance my spiritual being? How does that get me close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? How does that improve my religious personality? Those are good, positive things. Those are the Rebbe's Yesh B'Dovah. You shouldn't make the mistake to think that's all there is. There's nothing more to mitzvahs than that. No, there's a lot more to mitzvahs than that. But Rebbe's Yesh B'Dovah. It's almost like Lamashal, that when the Rishonim speak about mitzvahs, so we speak about the Tami HaMitzvahs. The Gemara talks about Tashir Taim Dekra. The Tam HaMitzvahs. So it's funny that the word to describe the reason for mitzvahs, Tam, is the same word that's used to describe the taste of food. Because there is a certain similarity between the two. That I spent a lot of time this year talking about eating, about food. The real reason why a person eats is because if they don't eat, they're going to die. If you don't get enough nutrition, if you don't replenish your amino acids, your body will not be able to produce protein, and eventually you're going to fall apart. If you don't have enough sugars, so your cells are not going to be able to do their whatever they got to do. If you don't have enough fats, so that's going to break, then nothing's going to work properly in your body. If you don't get the proper nutrients, so you're not going to be able to survive. That's the way the Baruch Hu created the world. So your primary reason why you're eating is in order to survive, in order to remain alive. Because Baruch Hu could have created the following phenomena, that everyone's got to wake up in the morning and eat X amount of carbohydrates, X amount of proteins, amount of fats, and sugar, and it could have been completely and totally bland, no taste whatsoever. There was no reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu made delicious foods. Food doesn't have to, apples don't have to taste like apples, and sweet potatoes don't have to taste like sweet potatoes, and potato chips don't have to taste, okay, that Kadosh Baruch Hu just gave us the ability to make the potato chips. But food didn't have to have a good taste. We would have had to eat anyway. It would have been a miserable existence. We would have just sitting and eating for whatever, just to make sure we're alive and gabbano. So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make food that has taste for? It's a chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because he wanted to show us how much he loves us. He wants us not only to make sure we stay alive, he wants us to enjoy it also. He wants us to make brachas. He doesn't want us just to have a good time and just fress away. He wants to give us the opportunity. We should appreciate that he does good things for us. So we created a beautiful world. We've said it many times. Re'alekim kitov. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to enjoy the world, he wouldn't have made the world. He would have made a boring, bland, shvacha, disastrous, gray, colorless, tasteless, fragranceless, no moment of Bissam, nothing. Would have made a miserable-looking and smelling and tasting world. But he made it such a beautiful world. because that's an expression of his love for us, and he wants us to appreciate that love. That's a good thing, that we should have that love and appreciation. That's why we're learning brachas, in case you need to figure out. That's the purpose of Ketzim Mevarchin, to show our appreciation of Kodesh Baruch for the chesed that he does. But that's not why we eat food. That's like an added bonus. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs also. The real purpose of the mitzvahs, Kehem Chenev Rechemein, without them, we wouldn't exist, the world wouldn't exist, nothing would exist. Do we understand that exactly? No, we don't quite understand that science yet. It took, you know, a couple of thousand years to figure out the science of cells and amino acids, so we finally got that. The next part about why putting on tefillin keeps the world, that part we didn't quite figure out yet, but eventually we'll figure out the science behind that also. The meta-science, the metaphysics, whatever it's called. But in addition to the fact that the Torah and the mitzvahs is what the ultimate chachmas elokim is, what keeps the world alive, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it enjoyable for us as well, spiritually enjoyable, that we feel good when we come out of the mikvah. We feel good when we hear the shofar. Those are good things because we realize this helps me chayz b'tshuva. This helps me to be aliyah and ruchnius. This brings me close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Those are good positive things. Those are the tam me ha-mitzvahs. They're not the ikar of the mitzvahs. They're tam. Tams are a good thing also. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us good Torah mitzvahs to taste really, really good for us as well. But there are certain mitzvahs that we do understand. You don't need, you know, to be an absolute world-class, you know, genius to figure out that Lo Sirtzach makes a lot of sense. It would be a tough existence, a tough society if Lo Sirtzach wasn't followed. It's a tough world, Lo Sigzal, you know, Mazik is Chavera, you know, it's kind of hard to envision a world, I mean, it's not hard to envision it, just go outside, you see it, but it's hard to, tough for society to survive very long, and those things are not observed. Those are Mishpatim. So, most people tend to look at Torah and mitzvahs, whether they'll admit it or not, but they tend to look at Torah and mitzvahs with that, almost like, we kind of understand the mishpatim, and therefore we're much more willing, we have much less yetzer hara to uproot mishpatim, because we understand in our heart and soul, again, I'm not saying we don't have yetzer hara for gazelia here and there, but we understand as a society why mishpatim are important. Chukim, you know, we do it, and we got to go along with it, but, you know, there's always that, like, that, but Rashi quotes that Satan v'umas ha'olam, you know, always like looking over our shoulder and saying, come on, you really have to do paraduma today? Like, you really have to tire some mitzvah? You really can't wear shatnez? I mean, come on, let's get real. So there is that, almost like that chiseling away of the significance of chukim. Mishpatim nobody touches. Everyone understands. Whether I observe mishpatim or not, at least I understand. It's hard to find a person in the world today that will tell you that mishpatim aren't important. I mean, unfortunately, you probably could find people like that. Some of them live not that far from Chaim Neisol and Eretz Yisrael, but there is a concept of of understanding. Society somehow grasps the concept that mishpatim are important. Chukim is a lot harder. So the Rambam writes also a last Rambam. This is the last Rambam in Hilchos Be'ila, where the Rambam says the whole dinner. We spent a lot of time in brachas. So Be'ila, Me'ila means when you have a davar kadosh, so you have to be careful to treat it with the proper respect. You can't just take an item of Kodesh and throw it onto the floor. You have to put it up on a pedestal and treat it with the utmost respect. So the Rambam writes that Kal v'chomer from the parasha of Elah are the mitzvot Torah. You have to treat the mitzvot Torah with the utmost respect. Forget about whether you're going to do them or not. I'm not even talking about shmiras. I'm not even talking about observing mitzvot. I'm talking about just a mindset. I realize that basically it's just chashuv. Whether that means I'm going to live up to the standards or not, but at least in my mindset, it has to be, in theory, up there with the proper respect. So a person's attitude to Torah mitzvahs has to be the utmost unbelievable reverence for Torah mitzvahs. Where does the Torah require of us to have reverence for Torah mitzvahs? So the rabbi writes, that's what shmir means. When the Torah says you have to be a shomer, Torah mitzvah says, we're shomer Shabbos, you have to be shomer mitzvahs. So shmira means to guard. You guard what's important, what's expensive. If I give you a $1,000 bill, you're not going to just put it down on the table. You're going to put it in your pocket, you put it in the vault, you're going to hold on to it, you're going to put it in a safe place. If I give you something, if I give you a nickel, so you'll put it down, if it gets lost, who cares? So the treating of mitzvahs in a very cavalier, very light, you know, frivolous way, that's a bit of shmiras ha-mitzvahs. So says the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Be'ilah, when the Torah says, u'shmartem, that mitzvah, the Torah says, "Ushmaratim es mukosav es mishpatai." It says it in the same breath. Why the same breath? It's almost like a hekesh between the shmiras hachukim and shmiras mishpatim. Says the Rambam, the same way that shmiras mishpatim, every normal sane person realizes that mishpatim are very, very important. Even if I cut corners a little bit, I understand be'ikaron, you can't have a world where everyone's stealing from each other. So there's a notion of a shmir samishpat that is fairly straightforward. The chiddush of shmir sachukim is to look at those parts of Torah that are not as obvious, that are not as rational, not that logical, and give them the same chashivus, the same significance as the shmir samishpatim. That's what shmir sachukim is all about. So shmir sachukim speaks about chashivus hachukim, chashivus haTorah, even the parts of the Torah that we don't really understand. So we have this week's parasha of Zoschukis haTorah, where the Torah gives us the ultimate chuk of paraduma. So two important messages to walk away with. That number one, that notwithstanding the fact that there are parts of the Torah that we taka don't understand, there's no part of the Torah that doesn't have something to speak to us about. There's some message, some hint, some remez yesh bedavar, some good taste, yummy, delicious taste, some sweetness that we can gain something from, even if that's merely the tam, not the ikar of the mitzvah proper. But looking for the ramazim is a good thing. And number two is to understand the acknowledgement that even the parts of the Torah that we taka don't really understand, the end we don't really understand the chukim, ava b'chein that in no shape or form detracts from the chashivas hachukim, that's goof what the mitzvah of a shmir is all about, to put those chukim up on the pedestal, that the chukim belong next to the mishpatim in terms of our appreciation. So even things that we don't understand, the mere fact that we appreciate the greatness of the chukim, that in of itself is something that's important. You know, we find that idea that there are a lot of things in the Torah that we don't really understand. So the Gemara says, the Zohar says that istako b'raisa bari alma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. So there are certain patterns between Briyas HaOlam and the Chokmas HaTorah. There are a lot of things in the world we don't understand. Mamish, I have no idea. Go give me a shtickle Torah. Why is there the fourth billionth star out there? What was wrong with 399 trillion? The world would have been, the universe would have been lacking if you wouldn't have had the supernova exploding in 5 trillion light years away from here. I'm sorry. And of the 4 trillionth type of insect that's walking around in Australia wouldn't exist, so the world would be any different. So Asma, a lot of things I don't understand. So why the Kodesh Baruch Hu care? I have no idea. It's a chutzpah to ask the question. Next time when you create a world, so then you have a time, you create your own world, make a good world, and then ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu why he created his world in his way. And then you're entitled to air to an opinion on the topic. But Kozman, you haven't figured out how to create the supernova and the insect and everything else in between. So keep your cautious to yourself. So there are a lot of parts of the universe that we don't understand. We understand a tiba minayam. We understand a little bit. Easy things like water. We understand you need water. Okay, without water, we wouldn't be able to. We understand a little. We don't understand 99.99999% and then some of the universe. So what Kodesh Baruch Hu does is, every couple of years, every generation or so, so he gives us a few more pieces of information. So we think that we understand more. It's true. We do understand a little bit more about certain things than they understood 20 years ago. But everything that we find out only makes it even more mysterious. Now that we built a bigger telescope, so now we understand more, and then we just realized, hey, wait a second, this stuff we're picking up on that big telescope that we don't understand, we didn't even know existed. So now we have more caches. So we used to have just a little tiny, somebody came up with this grandiose thing called a microscope. So wow, we never saw a cell before. Now we have a cell, now we got the whole thing. Now we understand all of nature down pat. Right? We got everything has to do with cells. And then somebody makes a bigger microscope, and what do we realize? Oh, by golly, there are things even smaller than cells. And when I was in high school, so the absolute smallest thing that existed on planet Earth in the universe was an electron. Smaller than an electron didn't exist. Well, here's what we know. The last 50 years, a lot of things smaller than electrons. So every day, there's something new found on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to keep us on our toes. More and more mysterious. The world, the universe is more and more mysterious. So rather than question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should throw a little bit of covered rosh and say, Ribbono Shel'olam, we bow our heads in acknowledgement that your chokhmah is a totally legamri different, not even different ball game, a different, not a different league, a different universe. I don't know what to call it. The degree of chokhmah selukus is so fundamentally different from the little. We got a little good because Baruch gave us a tipa min hayam of the biggest yam around of chokhmah. So just to keep us, to make us think that we don't understand a little bit. But then 99.99% of it is completely subsumed, completely and totally hidden away from us to understand anything about the complexities of the, forget about the physical universe and everything else about the way force of history and all kind of other things that the years and things that are beyond our even beginning of comprehension. So obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu has his chokhmah. So the same is true in the chokhmah of Torah, that Baruch Hashem, we spend a lot of time understanding a little bit, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the chance to understand. We started the sugya, we didn't understand the word. Now we understand a little bit more. We start to understand a little bit more, we realize there's a lot more. There's a lot more. The Torah keeps on going, keeps on growing, keeps on growing. So as we delve deeper into the chokhmah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us that chesed to understand a little bit more, with that understanding that there's so much more, there's so much deeper, there's so much more chokhmah that's hidden for us. At some point, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will enable us to open up our eyes. Ayin l'ras l'kibz l'secha. That's what the Rambam writes in the Chashuv also, that both in the scope of Olam Haba, the scope of Yom HaMashiach, and the Chesed, the different futures, the individual futures, the nationalism, whatever the different achras hayomim, whatever the different nuances of what the future are. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu will open up our eyes more and more and more to understand a little bit more about Him. Things that the Rambam writes that we can't understand when we're in the Olam HaShofel Hazeh, the way the world is now. So our existence right now is not suited to understand certain things. So there'll be a time when we'll get a little bit of a better glimpse into the Chachma Velikus. So right now, our job is Lishmar, and our job is to be Shemir the Chetar and the Chugiv in the Mitzvahs, and to put everything up in its right place, and to give it the proper kavod, and to understand our own limitations. And hopefully, as we acknowledge our own limitations, Kadosh Baruch Hu will open up his eyes more and more to the Chachma Satar. Okay. Stop here.